This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
A lot of people got caught. They got caught, and there are a lot of people that are not too happy because they got caught. So if you take a look at it, you'll see it's more of a financial thing than an oil situation.
Oil drops below zero for the first time ever. In the meantime, people want money, money, money in stimulus funds. And so far, some haven't gotten them, although help is on the way. It is about antibodies and everything COVID-19, plus some of the lighter fare, as you know how we roll here. And if you don't, welcome to the show. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us. Let's start with what you heard the president say there and what he was alluding to about what some people were doing. So oil prices did smash down. Stocks closed lower as a result of that. So there were all these gains last week, and then the Dow tumbled down 600 points because of this historic dump in oil prices. And, of course, the fear that a decline in new coronavirus cases and this slow roll of a U.S. economy opening might not be enough to pull consumers back into stores and restaurants, because we've already seen what's happened with the first quarter. We're into the second quarter. But, you know, you look at the price of crude oil and falling into that negative territory. West Texas Intermediate for May delivery, that's a number to look at, plunged 300%. That is shocking, to $37.63 a barrel. Now, the outsized drop, of course, was caused by low trading volumes, and the price for June delivery, that's what you would look at, remained positive at about $20 after declining 12%. So these are numbers that might not mean anything to you, but when you want to look at the health of the economy, you look at the price of a barrel of crude, at least still these days. And there were some sharp losses in energy companies, and that's not a shock. Like Halliburton lurched between gains and then it dropped. It was like you were on a ski slope and suddenly, oh, it's a bunny hill with just a couple of bumps. Now we're on the black runs, the worst you can imagine, and we got one ski, but this isn't what we do. It was a very, very wild, wild day. What does it mean for any of you anywhere listening to me at the pumps? Well, the prices are already low. It's not going to be free gas. So if you were thinking you were going to get free gas, think again. It's not about free gas. That won't happen. No. But it will still be really, really low when it comes to what you're paying at the pumps. Average, you might see next week, of $1.50. So a buck. Now, for most of the places that you probably pull in, it's about $1.80 or so, depending on where you live. Maybe in California, still a little bit higher than that. So it's wild to look at what's happened. In Asia, Tokyo's Nikkei fell 1.1%. So we see what happens in the other markets. And, of course, we live in a global economy. This is what we're seeing with this pandemic. And we're affected across the board by things that are happening to our neighbors. All right, speaking of happening to our neighbors, some people are getting stimulus checks. Some are complaining, what gives? Why haven't I gotten my check? So cool your heels. I had a conversation with someone at the IRS today. Somehow I magically got through. My mother used to know somebody there. And, of course, I wasn't fighting for a check. I just wanted some information. And the information is, hang on, be patient, because a lot of you will see those checks either coming in the mail or direct deposit. The key thing is, remember how you paid your taxes. If you did it electronically, of course, then you'll see something a little bit different electronically versus those that would get it in the mail. And it had nothing to do with, by the way, because the thought was, well, didn't somebody say the president had to sign his name on the checks? And what does that mean? And did that delay the checks at all? And whether you are a Trump fan, a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, sick of it all, whatever, it's not about Trump in this.
Here at the satellite facility. So hang on, everybody. I was talking about COVID-19 and the pandemic, the fact that in some places there is a thought maybe it's run its course, at least for now, but then there is the conversation about what would the second wave look like and the fact that it could crash worse than the first. I was talking about that, killing tens of thousands of people who did such a great job sheltering in place. To me, this is the scariest part about the coronavirus. Because there is no crystal ball to look into. There are so many crucial pieces of information we just don't have that are missing. So are people who've had COVID-19, are they immune? That's the question many of you have asked. You sent that to me in my mailbag at katedelaneyradio.com. And what does all that mean? And so in other words, as we look at immunity and how long does immunity last, and will the virus play out like a common cold? Will it peak during the cooler months? That's, you know, some of what, of course, is being talked about in trying to figure out this potential second wave. Is there going to be a vaccine? And here's the thing, until there is a vaccine, it's unlikely that we might see a second wave, or it's not unlikely that we might see a second, or even now, Peter Marks, the director of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, is saying there might even be a third wave. And of course, these are the questions we are constantly looking at. How do we be realistic? What about the antibodies? What about immunity? Can you get the coronavirus more than once, or do you get it and then it's done? And whether you have what some would say is a mild version of it or a more serious version of it, can you expect you won't have it come back again? All right, hang through, everybody. I'll meet you on the flip side, promise, promise, with more on what Donald Trump had to say during the day of the press.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Getting it together in New York. A lot of good things are happening in New York, and I think the governor's going to come in to see us tomorrow. He's coming to the Oval Office tomorrow afternoon. Andrew is going to be coming in with some of his people, so we look forward to that.
And I've said, you know, I'll pay. What do I have to pay to get the test? The national manufacturers will say, well, it's not that easy. I can't get the chemicals. The chemicals come from China. I can't make the vials fast enough. I can't make the swabs fast enough.
All right, so it continues that conversation that I was having as I kick things open, and that was we want to know about these tests and the antibodies and who is asymptomatic, but if we could only test everybody in the country, we would have, oh, so much data and know so much more, but that's the problem, the lack of tests. You heard what the president had to say at the top there, that yes, Andrew and his people are coming in tomorrow, so that's going to be interesting to see what happens in that conversation or what we will know that comes out of it. And I'll tell you what, it's such a mystery. And it's such a mystery because of what happens to some people and doesn't happen to other people. And, you know, when I say that, the whole idea when we first heard about COVID-19 is, well, it's the reason the nursing home, the facility, the care facility in Seattle, the reason so many people died is because the virus really attacks the people that are in situations like that and are vulnerable and their age group. But then we had people that were 18, younger than 18, die from COVID-19. You have a Broadway star who over the weekend got a blood clot as a result of it, is on a ventilator, had to have a leg amputated, has a brand new baby and wife at home who want him to survive, and of course they can't be there by his bedside, and this is what is so crazy about the coronavirus. Sometimes there's no rhyme or reason, and there's more to it than I can't breathe. Some people, they don't have the breathing problem, but they sweat right through to their mattress and get the chills. There aren't complete commonalities across the board. So to me, there's still so much more to discover about this. They can't get a vaccine fast enough. Antibodies, man, please. Plasma that they're getting from some people who have recovered and what it's doing for others in dire situations is amazing, because that's happening in a few situations. And just hearing the stories of what people go through that come out on the other side, and then from the families, the stories of those that don't make it out and just how heartbreaking it is. And then, of course, you have beaches that are going to be reopened in Georgia. You have Florida where they reopened beaches, but just beaches for a short time in Jacksonville. But the Florida governor is looking to reopen the state for business, and there's this huge argument of how much can we take of the economy being smashed and jobs being lost before we just can't come back from that, and some people won't be able to economically come back no matter what kind of aid they get. And it's interesting, the scenarios and the conversations that are out there in different parts of the country. And in Georgia, they're talking about barbershops will be open, bowling alleys will be open, salons will be open. A lot of places are going to be open for business in Georgia. So I think of all the places that they've talked about reopening, that's probably the boldest of just saying, yeah, we're going for it. I mean, this is what I'm going to do, because so much of this has been left up to the governors. I mean, first it started a war with some of the governors and the president, and then that kind of ended last week with the president saying that the governors are making the decisions on, they know their areas on as to where what they're going to do. So while the governors have complained about the scarcity of these crucial testing elements, including swabs, by the way, and reagents necessary to process the tests, there are the cries of open us up for business. There were protests in so many different areas of the country, whether it was Minnesota, Michigan, Austin, Texas. There were people that were waving flags and holding signs, land of the free, open us up. We want to be opened up, and particularly in areas where they feel like they're being spared. And why is everything about more than social distancing, but about being safe at home and staying at home? And here's the ultimate question. Would you, if everything was wide open where you're living and you're listening to me, would you feel safe after staying safe at home, not going out in public? Would you feel safe saying, oh, the gates have flung open? Now, in many, many places, there are signs that would say no group gatherings, practice social distancing. So some of that would theoretically still be around. And when you say open the state for business, it could be that you're picking things up that you order online. It depends on what that looks like. I think in Georgia, and I know we have people listening there, I think in Georgia it's going to be a whole different thing, because according to the governor, I mean, open, you know, is open, meaning if we say we're open for business, then we're going to open those gyms and those nail salons and those bowling alleys, and that's going to happen. And that the Georgia governor is saying you can expect that to happen. And he's saying it's due to favorable information, more testing. That's why we feel confident in opening art studios and all these other places that I'm that I'm mentioning, and they're saying they can reopen by Friday, April 24th, with minimum basic operations. So shorter hours would probably be what you would see, maybe only a handful of days compared to all the way across the board. And then you have theaters and restaurants that are going to be allowed to open on April 27th. And for now, in Georgia, bars and nightclubs are closed. That's one of the next decisions that has to be made. So keep an eye on what happens in Georgia and how the people respond. And if everything goes smoothly, maybe there are some other states that would adopt the same stance and kick open more places. I mean, hair salons and nail salons and what you're dealing with there, that's pretty, you know, that's not social distancing, no matter how much you would try to practice that. Certainly that's not the case. And bowling alleys, even though they sanitize everything, you think about it, sometimes you're renting the balls and the shoes, and it just depends. And yes, you're on separate lanes, but would everybody come back for one of the big bowling nights where they have leagues, and so you might have a lot of people at certain lanes? I know if you drive by any of the places near where I live, in some, especially some of the souped-up new lanes that they have, you wouldn't even find a lane on the weekend. So what would those hours look like? Lots of questions, and my fingers and everything else crossed that when this happens, we don't see any kind of strange spread. And I got to mention this at the top, all the jokes about Kim Jong-un and then the relationship between this dictator and the president, and Dennis Rodman, not too long ago we talked about his relationship with Kim Jong-un. And now we're getting word that he is in grave danger after undergoing surgery, that there are some concerns about his health, but how severe is that, and what does that mean, grave danger? This 36-year-old running North Korea, very reclusive, hardly ever out, was out for the celebration of his grandfather's birthday, the nation's founder, and that was back on April 15th. But he was missing during that celebration, but he underwent the surgery just a couple of days before that. So there's word that has leaked out that something either has gone wrong, or he's not healing as well from the surgery, or whatever that might mean. But we'll see what the word ultimately is that comes down from North Korea. All right, stay with us. We've just scratched the surface midway through the first hour as we kick off another week here on the show. Meet you on the other side.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, in the news, reports surfaced he might be in grave condition after heart surgery. He is 36 years old. Kim recently missing the celebration of his grandfather's birthday party on April 15th, fueling speculation about his health. He had been seen 4 days earlier at a government meeting. President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
We're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Yes, in fact, let's do that. We are in the mail room. And so one of the questions I got from Brad here is, Kate, I know you give the nightly totals about how many people are recovering. How many people have been confirmed with the coronavirus in the United States? Well, 798,742. I did not give out the number at the top. Normally I do that. So thanks for that question. Recovered 72,368. That's of 10 minutes ago, as of 10 minutes ago, deaths 42,605 in the world, well over 2 million, almost 2.5 million cases, and almost 646,739 recovered. I mentioned this at the very beginning of the show. The thing that, to me, is the scariest part is when you look at the deaths, when you look at the different people, of course, I get the healthcare workers, the frontline heroes, because they are, that they're not walking away from jobs and they want to be there and they're working long hours, and people who work in nursing homes who are getting it and then have to be intubated and sometimes don't make it. But, these, because the closer you are to it, But then there's the stories of the people who are not close to it or don't think they're close to it and then have something that is unimaginable that happens to them, and it's all about tracing the virus. And in fact, tracing the virus has become a job. Tracing the people and how do you figure out who they are? The CDC has hired a lot of people to become a contact tracer calls you, and that those tracing teams have grown to hunt down. They're hunting down the virus. They're hunting down who went where so that they can contact the other people. People have come into contact with an infected person and are getting sick. And that was the question I got from Will. What about these tracers? How are they tracing? And I thought I heard something, but I wasn't completely clear on what they're doing to go back into someone's history and figure out where they might have gone and who they could have come in contact with and what the dates were. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's contact tracing. Locate the infected person, log where they went, who they were with, who they've been in contact with, follow up with the contacts, see how they feel, see if they've been tested, see if they should be quarantined. It's the chain of transmission of this contagious disease, this devil that we're fighting, this war on the coronavirus and health departments. You know, where is it in the community? Where? And it's, of course, contact tracing on a national level, you're talking probably billions of dollars. You're going to hire, I don't know, maybe 100,000 people to be able to step it up and do this. That's the only way you can accomplish this. I mean, it's like they're doing private eye tracing on someone's life, on where they were and who they came in contact with, and a telephone, a text, you know, what is it? How are they getting those people? But I think it's incredibly important. So thanks for bringing that up. It is the hunters we meet. I mean, that's the great hope. If somebody I came in contact with, just even not a close friend, but somebody who had it and I had no idea and I started to experience the symptoms, and then who knows who I'm in contact with, even though I'm staying safe and doing my part to flatten the curve, it still doesn't mean that I couldn't have accidentally been near someone closer enough that I wasn't thinking about before all this. Who knows? And, you know, that's the bottom line. All right, how about this one? This one is from Harry, and Harry says, Kate, I just don't get this whole Georgia thing. You know, I'm an independent. I've voted Republican in the past, and, you know, it's sometimes a coin flip because I really look at the candidates, but I don't understand Governor Kemp and the fact that he's reopening these businesses. I get it that there's pressure and people are furious, especially if they feel good and they don't understand that no one in their circle has gotten sick. But I think this is why all the fairy dust that people are shooting out there, where they're not talking about some of the sad stories and some of the people who seemingly were healthy that never walked back out of hospitals or couldn't get tests. I don't know that I would want my wife getting her nails done and her hair done, and then we go to a bowling alley, drink a bunch of brews, and hang out with our posse and just living it up. I think that could be irresponsible and dangerous, and it's way too soon to entertain that in February. I would have done it in a heartbeat, any of those things. I would have been at my watering hole with my boys, or I would have been out at a live concert performance, or, you know, any of the many places that I would go. So I'm really wondering what the governor in Georgia is thinking, a state where I have a lot of friends and where I used to live. Well, what the public health commissioner is saying is that social distancing worked and that they've seen a decline in emergency room visits by people with flu-like symptoms. And so they feel like with those infections down and the fact that the state medical college in Augusta is producing thousands of swabs each day for collecting test samples, they feel like the testing is good. They can get the testing quickly. And then with the nursing homes, which is where they really had their problems, as in so many other places, the the National Guard is going to deploy teams there. And so the governor is saying testing is part of what we have to do. It's part of the long-time strategy, and this will help us as we move forward and try to do all of this reopening that we're, you know, talking about. And the businesses are excited. They want to see business pick up. They want to rehire people, whether it's a restaurant that pretty much was shuttered and they think, you know, they're next in line and that'll happen, or any of the other places that I mentioned, the salons and some of these malls and whatnot. I mean, it's a true test case. It is. Because if the data was favorable, does it hold up when you have more people going back to somewhat business as usual and people reestablishing what they their habits were, what they used to do? And, of course, getting your hair done, getting nails done, I mean, that's a pastime for most women who are complaining about how long their hair is and the color of their hair. But that's the people who are lucky and haven't been touched by the virus. If they've been touched by the virus and had a close call or something happen, I think the reaction is much, much different. All right, how about this one from Jake? Jake says, Kate, I'll tell you what, the small business relief funds, the fact that you had the payment protection program get dump their money into corporations because they have so many other franchises or whatever, and that they took a lot of the money is so disheartening, because this country was built on small businesses and entrepreneurs who are really, really in trouble. I think the revelation of where that first money went and that where it ran out was stunning to most of us. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Senator Rubio, he was the chair of the Senate. He's the chairman of the Senate Small Business and Entrepreneurship Committee, had a big, big role in designing the program, and he admitted that some of the money ended up in the wrong hands, but argued that the shortcomings came second to getting it up and running in the first place. So he said, we were trying to hustle this up, and in emergencies, mistakes are going to be made. But the other mistake would be to move too slowly. The goal is to get the money out quickly, so we kind of were wrong in erring on the side of being quick, being fast. And so here's the thing, you know, there were certain limits as to what somebody could get. But to give you an example, Ruth Chris Steakhouse, you ever eat there? That'll cost you a few shekels. They have 150 locations and $468 million in revenue. They got $20 million in loans. I've got this other sandwich chain near me. I think I've probably within a five-mile radius, I think I have five of them. Potbelly, it's called. They have 400 locations. Shake Shack, 200 branches. They got $10 million from the fund. $10 million. Shake Shack is foregoing the loan after the word trickled out about that. But I can see why there would be some backlash. Why they, you know, and they just, they played by the rules. I mean, they did what they filled it out to get the money, and of course. But the reason it was started was not for companies of that size. So Democrats are saying the rules have to be changed. And some of the Republicans are saying the same thing to make sure that you correctly hit the right people in the community that this is supposed to go to, and that the problems facing smaller businesses and what's happening to them, $10 million is a whole different ballgame altogether. You know, you got 700,000 small businesses with applications already in and a number trying to get in. And it pays for payroll for the next couple of months. And it's not a loan. It's a grant that pays rent, utilities, all of that. So it's not a loan. There's a big, big difference. That's why you got to be so quick on the trigger when something like that comes out. But I think people cherry-picked, and that's what happened. All right, tail end of the show. Can you believe it? The hour flew by, my friends. Back in a flash.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Took over as CEO of aerospace and defense company Lockheed Martin in 2013, and under her watch, its stock has surged over 300%. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is her story.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Marilyn Hewson is credited with putting Lockheed Martin into the modern military needs and leading the charge on the development of hypersonic weapons. In 2018, Hewson was named as the number one woman on the Fortune's list of women that are the most powerful in the world. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, Lockheed Martin, like so many other companies, they were at 1.4 something, almost 4. Their 52-week high, the stock was at 442.53. On the day, they were down more than 4.5%, so 38, 383, rather, $1.21, of course, like so many others, especially aerospace, defense, security, you know, it makes sense if you look at it. But amid the pandemic, Lockheed is hiring 400 new workers in the Denver area, and they plan to add more spots. And they say even though there's challenging times, to continue hiring talent to critical national security and defense missions that we have to look at. So they are adding spots. They have jobs in communications, cybersecurity, finance, engineering, and they are huge in Denver. 8,300 employees. 8,300 employees. And it was in March that the U.S. Space Force's Space and Missile, easy for me to say, lots of S's, Space and Missile Systems Center gave them a $240 million contract to develop a prototype payload for SATCOM, for Protected Tactical SATCOM. So that's a system that will connect warfighters with generations of satellite communication, which is more resistant to a jamming. So they're in the thick of it. Just a temporary dip in the stock, but otherwise they are. And as for Marilyn Houston, you heard me mention her, and boy, she worked her way up through that company to become the chairman, the president, and the CEO ultimately. And she certainly has pulled in a lot of big contracts for them. There's no question. But she's stepping away in June, so she steps away in June, and there's a new CEO who is a guy who comes from a completely, I shouldn't say completely different background, because he was an Air Force pilot who flew in the Gulf War, and he was a consultant on aerospace strategy at McKinsey, so it makes sense. His leap to this makes sense, and that happens in June. Can you imagine the middle as this pandemic goes through us and then what comes next? Such an interesting time to take over the reins. And this was announced a long time ago, but an interesting time for him to have to pivot that way. So James Taselet, I believe is how you say his name, is the guy who takes over for her. All right, so here we are at the tail end of the show, and when I look at what healthcare workers have done and I look at the numbers for coronavirus and how many on the front lines of the deaths, you think of the 42,605 and the deaths in New York alone, you look at what the people have done. That, and it's not just healthcare workers, there's so many others on the front line, but what they're doing day in and day out when they're treating very sick patients that they want to survive, that they want to line up for and celebrate that they finally came out of what they were dealing with. We have to have our daily clapaholics. They're somewhere floating around at the mothership, but you got to take that moment and just really think about those that are putting themselves out there. Who would have thought that the frontline people fighting this would include grocery store workers? Because if they walk away, well, who's stocking everything? Who's delivering things? What happens to those people that are also there on the front line who need protection? Because there's always that argument about, oh my gosh, how do we stretch this? How about hazard pay for essential workers, because they're deemed essential workers? And they are, I would consider anyone that's there on what we call the new front line in this war, I think using the word hero in so many cases is that, because too many, there we go, there's our clapaholics, are losing their lives. Yeah. Tough. And luckily, some of them are getting a little bit of a raise, but they're not making big money in the first place. they're calling them, like Kroger is calling them hero bonuses for hourly workers. So that is positive. They're saying that the raise is $2 an hour to each employee's current rate of pay for hours worked from March 29th through April 18th. And that was in addition to an appreciation bonus that they had awarded to their employees. So full-time people basically it equated to $300. Part-time employees got $150. It's something. But where they are, you know, they cut off the one entrance and they're trying to have people practice social distancing. But still, you know, you're right there dealing with people who you don't know who could possibly be infected, which is, of course, what we see for the nurses at the hospitals, for the doctors, for anybody working with the coronavirus in any form, the people who are coming in. They're constantly in the line of fire. I mean, that's really true. They're in the line of fire. It's a different kind that we're taking on than what we would think of traditionally being in the middle of warfare somewhere far away, like in the quicksands of the Middle East. But the danger of this, the danger of not coming back from a shift, the danger of contracting it and then having to isolate yourself, self-quarantine yourself, either somewhere at the hospital, which happens a bunch, or at home and trying to not be near family for fear of what could possibly, how you could possibly infect them. I mean, that's what's so cruel about COVID-19. The people you love or the people that you barely know, you could infect. I mean, hashtag we're all in this together, because if not, where you live, people would make it much more dangerous if they're not doing some of the safer things. And you're starting to see it pop up, the plexiglass, the shields, the gloves, the constant wiping down of everything, even at fast food places when you go through drive-thrus, pretty much it's gloves and masks and shields. So they're trying to protect the people that are at the fast food place and the people who are driving through, because if you look at drive-thrus, they are crowded now more than ever, I think, because people need to get out and they're sick of cooking and they want something bad, some comfort food. Oh, please, just give me some French fries and a milkshake, right? And seriously, or chicken or whatever it is, pizza, and you don't want to have it delivered, you see a lot of people in line at various fast food windows. So bravo to all of you for what you're doing to keep us propped up here in America. All right, the band's playing, and I think you should hear him, so I'm going to get off the stage. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be safe out there. Remember, we're all in this together. Mahalo.
Now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahib Debo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.